So that night, a band of carefully chosen youths gathered outside Muhammad's home, but were disturbed to hear the voices of Sauda and some of the Prophet's daughters through the window. It would be shameful to kill a man in the presence of his women, so they decided to wait until he left the house the following morning. One of them peered in and saw a figure lying in bed, wrapped in Muhammad's cloak. Unbeknownst to them, Muhammad had already escaped through a back window, leaving Ali lying apparently asleep, wearing his clothes. When Ali strolled outside the next morning, the young men realized that they had been tricked, and the Quraysh offered a reward of 100 camel mares to anybody who would bring Muhammad back, dead or alive. By this time, Muhammad and Abu Bakr were hiding in a mountain cave just outside the city. They stayed there for 3 days, and from time to time their supporters slipped out to bring them news and provisions. At one point, it was said, a search party actually passed the cave, but did not bother to look inside because an enormous spider's web covered the entrance, and a rock dove, who had clearly been sitting on her eggs for some time, had her nest in an acacia tree in exactly the place where a man would have to put his foot when climbing into the cave. All the while, Muhammad experienced a deep calm and a strong sense of God's presence. The Quran recalls how he comforted Abu Bakr. "Grieve not, verily God is with us." And thereupon, God bestowed upon him from on high his gift of inner peace. Increasingly, the Quran would insist that when Muslims found themselves in frightening or disturbing circumstances, they should be serene and tranquil, and should never fall prey to the impetuous rage and vengeful fury of Jahiliyyah. When the hue and cry had died down, Muhammad and Abu Bakr climbed out of the cave, taking care not to disturb the rock dove, and mounted the 2 camels that Abu Bakr had prepared for their journey. Abu Bakr wanted to give the better camel to Muhammad, but he insisted on paying for her. This was his personal hijrah, his sacrifice to Allah, and it was important to make the whole event entirely his own. Muhammad called the camel mare Qaswa, and she remained his favourite mount for the rest of his life. It was a dangerous trip, because while he was on the road, Muhammad did not enjoy anybody's protection. So their guide took them by a circuitous route, and they zigzagged back and forth to throw any pursuers off the scent.
This ends Disc 3.